njengebandla elikholelwa kudemokrasi njalo njengebandla elikholelwa ekuthuthukiseni imbono yabantu ehlukeneyo, sisavumelana ukuthi sizabamba umhlangano, a special meeting ekhangele yena leyo indaba kuphela, ongumhlangano esubambe nge-Saturday edluleyo. So siwubambile lo mhlangano, wahamba kahle, sayicubungula kakhulu indaba, sakwaba lama debates awuhlonze oluphezulu kakhulu. Ekugcineni savota, impumela yakhona iphume isithi abathi leyi i-decision ayihlale ikhona batholakale bebaningi ukudlula labo ababhekisayo, labo abathi i-decision leyi ayichithwe. Kodwa ke ukuza komhlangano lo, siyakwazi ukuthi bekungeke kwabuya isikhalazo ezinjalo, kumbe bekungeke kwaba le sikhalazo ezinjalo kungela bantu abathintwa i-decision le ka-2019. Liqiniso sibili, bakhona akade bethinteka, njalo bakhona abazathinteka ngempumela yalo mhlangano esubambe nge-Saturday. So umhlangano uza nje ngoba kulabantu abakade bethinteka singathi ngendlela abangayithandiyo nge-decision leyo. Ngibuye njalo ngithi i-decision ephumileyo kulandela umhlangano okade ukhangela leyo ndaba kuphela izathinta njalo abanye abantu akade bevele befisa ukuthi kutshintshwe.
Manje bangaki abazathintwa isinqumo lesi begcine bengancintisi kukhetho?
Njengoba ngitshilo ngaphambilini, bakhona ngempela abazothinteka, lanxa nje ngingeke ngaqamba amagama abo okwamanje, kodwa bakhona abazothinteka. Njengoba sihlale lo mhlangano, bekungeke sawuhlala umhlangano walolu hlobo kungela abantu abathintekayo ngesinqumo sika-2019. So bakhona, liqiniso, bakhona abazathinteka kungatsha zonke zombili, National Executive Committee bakhona abathintekayo, njalo ku-presidential race bakhona abathintekayo.